Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with a beautiful holiday song by Matt Lanham. Here's He Started the Whole World Singing on Blessings from Beulah Street.
The world, brokenhearted, was dreamlessly passing the long empty days. Then a dark, lonely hillside was spangled with light as a song burst into the night. Started the whole world singing a song. The words and the music were there all along. What the song had to say was that love had found a way to start the world singing a song. A new word was spoken, and chords that were broken wove gently together to make a new song. It was more than a carol to greet the new morn, for the source of all music was born. He started the whole world singing a song. The words and the music were there all along. What the song had to say was that love had found a way to start the world singing. He started the whole world singing a song. The words and the music were there all along. What the song had to say was that love had found a way to start the world singing, to start the world singing, to start the world singing.
That's Mount Calvary Community Church Associate Pastor Matt Lanham with He Started the Whole World Singing. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, let's listen to Terry Lee Ryan with Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind? blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where the angels tried? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of
Heralds with a beautiful a cappella carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain, on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Go tell it on the mountain.
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 Over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Mountain that Jesus Christ was born.
While shepherds were watching
their silent flocks by night,
behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain
that Jesus Christ was born.
Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born.
And brought us God's salvation
that blessed Christmas morn.
Go tell it on the mountain,
over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain
that Jesus Christ was born.
town. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the
mountain. Over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the
mountain that Jesus Christ was born.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the mountain.
Next on Blessings from Beulah Street, the Mark Trammell Quartet and the Wisnitz together for Christmas Time's a Comin'.
Christmas Time's a Comin', Christmas Time's a Comin', Christmas Time's a Comin'.
Let's turn now to Mount Calvary Community Church Senior Pastor Charlie Wood as he tells us the Christmas story as it is found in the New Testament book of Luke.
The book of St. Luke, second chapter in the fourth verse. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with his wife Mary, who was betrothed, who was with child. So it was that when they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And the seventh verse reads, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in this same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under your reading of your word. Amen. Amen. Amen.
In today's message, Pastor Wood tells us that as we celebrate the Christmas season, we should remember that our thoughts should begin with glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men.
I love reading that Christmas story, and folks, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to men. It's a Christmas season, and I know you've been chastised for saying Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays, and I've been chastised, I'll continue to be chastised. I love Christmas. I love the message of Christmas, because the message of Christmas, as Matt talked about today, was of love. The message of Christmas is one of hope. The message of Christmas is one of excitement about how that God would send his only son as a baby wrapped in those swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And it says in that story that I read just a moment or two ago about how, "Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them in the glory, and they said to them, 'Do not be afraid.'" You know, we all, and I know especially in this week, I've gotten phone calls, I've gotten texts, I've gotten updates on people. And you know, when that phone rings, you kind of get, you know, inside you kind of get a little nervous because you don't know what message you're going to receive on the other end of that phone. But I know that here, I know that God has been so good to us here at Mount Calvary. I tell you, the key that I believe is found in this one sentence: glory to God in the highest. And that word, and, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill. Everybody's looking for that peace, they're looking for that goodwill, but it begins with glory to God in the highest. And I was thinking back about how life, you have to get the sequence right. Now, some years ago, I was down south. I was at a beautiful golf course over there, and there was a guy who was a PGA pro that was actually hitting balls down the other end of the driving range over there. Come on, I said, "Man, that guy looks familiar." He said, "Yeah, you know who that is." And I won't tell you his name. His initials are Dustin Johnson. Anyway, he said, "Now, don't go down there bothering him and all like that." So we rode on by, and he said hi to us. So I said, "Hi, well, we're stopping. We'll say hi." And, you know, I'm trying to act like a golfer, and I go, "What are you working on? What are you working on?" I wanted to act like I knew what I was doing on the course, whether I did or not. And he says, "You know, I'm just hitting wedges." He says, "But all I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get the sequence right." And I'm like, "What do you mean the sequence right like that?" He says, "Well," he says, "I have to get the rhythm by doing that." He says, I know my trigger, I release, I come down. And he said, "I got to get those shoulders, I got to get the body material." He said, if the sequence is right, the shot falls right into place. Get the sequence right. Folks, we get our sequence wrong a little bit. We're going to God. Can you do this for me? God, I'm in this situation. Can you do that for me? God, I don't know why my family. God, I don't know. When I believe that you need to start with glory to God in the highest. If you will place God where he needs to be, I believe that the shots that you hit in life will be much more in tune for what his will is for you in your life. And the conversations I have with people, and they tell me, "Charlie, I'm learning about things. I never thought I'd be in this situation in my life here, but I am learning to put God's first. Because whatever he has me to do, I know it's his will." I'm going to finish with Ephesians 6, 14 and 15. You know this, talking about the whole armor of God. And it says, "Stand therefore, having guarded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of that gospel of peace." And I read that thing and I said, I understand about the about putting all on your armor and the breastplate and over here and the waist and all the shield and the sword and all those things. And I said, I wonder why they put in there to shod your feet. Didn't make sense to me. So I just read on through it and go to something else. But I said, well, I'm going to figure it out. So I did a little research over there. And when you think about it, back in those olden days, how did they get their news? How did they get the information? I know today we turn on, and trust me, this phone of mine is going off all the time. It's amazing to me that if I don't respond in a text within 2 minutes that something thinks that people think there's something wrong like that. Every bit of news comes out just as quickly as possible. But back in those days, the only way that you could receive news was from a runner. It is said that the kings over there, they sent out their runners to go to the front line to tell them how the battle was going. What is going on the front line? And those runners would come back. And it said they looked forward to the news that those runners would bring. Folks, we have the good news. And I know that, oh my goodness, in an era that everybody is so concerned about being politically correct, in the era everybody's so concerned about offending anybody and making sure that we don't step on anybody's toes, I want to tell you here that God expects us to shod our feet with the good news for this world. I believe that it's up to us. And I know that, hey, you may have things going on where you just don't feel like it. Put glory to God in the highest. You may have a situation that something's going on that you need to pray about and you don't know the answer. Put glory to God in the highest. You have questions that are coming up. You have things that, boy, you just make you scratch your head. And you know, I don't understand God, but I know that your glory is to be put on high. And in doing so, you will have the opportunity to make your feet move for His glory, in His goodness. I like good news. I'm just like you. You know, I get concerned, I think. And when somebody has a little bit of good news, I think you ought to celebrate it. I was watching a little kid the other day, and I mean to tell you, that kid was amazing. I mean, this kid was doing things, and they had abilities and all like that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I said, oh, my goodness. My parents thought I was an overachiever when I started sucking my thumb. So I don't know. I can't relate. Really. I can't relate. But I mean, this kid is going like that. And I tell you one thing. The parents were proud. And they had good news to share. And I tell you, I'm at the age where, look, you will spend a lot more on candles than you will on the cake. That's the age I'm in, you know? So, and can we relate over there? Come on. And when you get to that age, you better start getting excited. You better start getting happy about what God has done for you. I think you ought to get happy, and I think it just ought to just rub off on the people that are around you. And I think every step that you take should be filled with good news and joy of what God has done. Amen?
Amen.
That's my Merry Christmas wish to each and every one of you. We've had a good year here at Mount Calvary. God has been so good to us. We continually face that that C word, and I'm not talking about chicken, but that was a big word before 2 years ago when I said the C word in church. Everybody thought, oh, we're going to have chicken afterwards. Okay. Times have changed. I don't know what God has in store for us in the future, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm excited about it because I still know that His name is on high. And if I will simply make it my goal to bring glory unto Him, that then peace and goodwill can come to every heart that you meet. God sees every little thing you do. Every small you think in your mind is insignificant. It's amazing how it may bless someone's heart, soul. And thank you for showing one another love. Because I believe that's what Christmas is all about. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in this place and you've given us laughter. You've given us joy. You've given us smiles. God, you know how good it is for our hearts when we're able to just share laughter and poke a little fun with each other. God, we thank you for that. Because we know that hearts walked in today with needs and hearts walked in today that are hurting. And God, we just ask now that you'll meet every need, that you'll bring comfort to every heart. God, we know that there are things in the upcoming year that we don't know, God, but I know that you're on a throne. You're still answering prayer. And you're still a God who loves us enough that you would send your Son to die for my sin and yours. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the goodness you've been to us. We thank you for every good gift. And we ask that you'll simply allow us to keep loving you and hopefully inspiring our feet to be always busy about doing the work of the Lord and carrying the good news to everyone we meet. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen and amen. I'm going to ask this morning if you'll stand with me. And for a final song, if you'll simply sing with me, Silent Night.
If you have a prayer request, if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd like to speak with someone at Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.